COVID-19 vaccines for frontline healthcare workers will arrive in Haines and Skagway by the end of the month. And Governor Mike Dunleavy proposes to cut more than $2 million from the state ferry system's operating budget. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Thousands of COVID-19 vaccines have arrived in hospitals in Anchorage and Juneau, but have not yet reached clinics in smaller communities in Alaska. Alaska will receive about 62,000 vaccine doses from the federal government during the first phase of the distribution process. These are all the first doses of a two-dose vaccine. They will be dispersed statewide among public, private, and tribal health systems. According to Dahl Memorial Clinic Executive Director S.D. Fielding, a small shipment is expected to arrive in Skagway during the second half of December.
That will be phase 1A, and that is slated for healthcare workers and first responders. And the state has told us that after that we should be able to order subsequent shipments and just sort of a regular basis, probably monthly, to meet the next phases.
The COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer is the only vaccine currently approved by the Food and Drug Administration for use in the U.S. But a second COVID-19 vaccine developed by Moderna is expected to be approved soon. Fielding says that Skagway would more than likely receive the Moderna vaccine because, unlike the Pfizer vaccine, it doesn't need to be stored at a temperature of minus 70 degrees Celsius.
So they were a little bit worried about in the smaller towns that didn't have ultra-cold storage, how that would look for the Pfizer vaccine, so they recommended the Moderna for us.
Fielding says about 50 people in Skagway will be eligible to receive a vaccine during the first phase of distribution for frontline healthcare workers and emergency responders. While clinic staff will be vaccinated in-house, first responders will participate in a drive-through. The Moderna vaccine is administered in two shots, 28 days apart. Fielding says it will be provided at no cost to the patient.
I would encourage the public to reach out to their medical provider if they have questions and to see if the Moderna is right for them. And if they have questions or concerns, just to talk it out with their medical provider before the vaccine arrives for the general public. That way we know who wants the vaccine and who would like to decline until a later time.
Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH for short, is in charge of distributing the first COVID-19 vaccine doses for frontline healthcare workers and emergency responders in Haines. SEARCH spokesperson Megan Bozak says that a shipment of the vaccines developed by Pfizer could reach Haines as early as this week.
The vaccine will arrive in Sitka and then be distributed to Haines and other communities by the end of the week. And that is, of course, weather dependent, but we are excited to get the first initial distribution out to all communities.
There is no freezer capable of storing Pfizer's vaccines in Haines. Bozak says they will be stored in freezers at SEARCH's headquarters in Sitka and flown to outlying communities.
The vaccine can be out for a short time period, which is why we will be flying the vaccine to Haines for distribution within a day or two.
The Haines Emergency Operations Center conducted a point of distribution exercise last month in preparation for the COVID-19 vaccine. SEARCH has also been conducting drive-through flu shot clinics in Haines to prepare for distributing the vaccines. Coastal Alaska lawmakers say they're unhappy with Governor Dunleavy's proposal to cut more than $2 million from the state ferry system's operating budget. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the proposal will likely prolong the debate over the Alaska Marine Highway System's future during the legislative session that starts next month.
Governor Dunleavy proposes about $51 million to run state ferries. It's actually slightly more than he initially proposed last year, but it's much less than historically appropriated to the fleet. Lawmakers weren't comfortable with Dunleavy's budget last year. They added about 25% more to their budget to reduce service gaps, but the governor erased most of the extra funding with a stroke of his veto pen. Now he's proposing to run the ferries with $2.4 million less than he ultimately signed off on last year. He told reporters that he's looking for guidance from a task force he appointed that spent most of the year studying the Marine Highway and delivered its final report this fall.
We really believe that there needs to be a discussion with the Marine Highway Reshaping Committee, which I hope also takes place, and we'll be talking to the legislature about that, because that committee worked on looking at ways to, again, make the ferry system sustainable for coastal Alaska.
He's had that report since the 1st of October, and to my knowledge, there's been no outreach to that reshaping group.
Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes sat on the 9-member work group.
And there was no suggestions whatsoever in that report that that budget should be cut.
Stutes also co-chaired the House Transportation Committee during the last legislative session. She's a staunch defender of public investment on the Alaska Marine Highway and critical of the governor.
He says he's listening to Alaskans. Well, he apparently didn't hear the outcry of people in support of the Marine Highway system.
Funding for the Marine Highway will likely be contentious in Juneau this year. Rail Belt interests have long criticized the expense of running the fleet, while coastal residents argue it's critical infrastructure for communities with little or no road access. Ketchikan Independent Representative Dan Ortez co-chaired the House Finance Committee for the past 2 years. He says long service gaps are already a problem at current levels, and he calls the governor's ferry budget disappointing.
It was an indication to me that the Marine Highway continues not to be a priority for this particular governor, even though it's certainly an integral part of our transportation system infrastructure for all coastal Alaskans.
This year, the Department of Transportation reported a steep drop in fare revenue as fewer people traveled during the COVID-19 pandemic. DOT has been scheduling one mainliner at a time that leaves little to no slack in the system if a ship breaks down. That's led to months-long service gaps, planned and unplanned, as the fleet struggles to keep communities connected. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts. –